Hey, it's Paul Spinner, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Life on Earth Show, where we help you work less, make more, and live the true vision life that you've designed for yourself. Again, my name is Paul Spinner, and on this particular episode, guess what? I'm solo. Vojo is nowhere to be found, and I'm taking over this podcast, and it will be an amazing episode because guess what? I'm the one talking. Notice that if you've been listening to this episode, I've lost my voice a little bit because last night I was out at one of my favorite hockey teams, Detroit Red Wings, were playing their last game of their regular season here, and I obviously screamed my lungs out kind of a thing. So that's where the voice is at. But here's what I want to talk to you guys about today is I want to discuss the topic of time management because when we do our events around the country, whether it's Gear Life Getaway or Business Builder, this topic comes up all the time. People keep asking about time management. How do I solve this time management issue? I've been trying, you know, 20,000 different things and blocking off times and doing these different strategies and reading books and all those different things. And yet something's still not working. So what is it? So I have my own view of it. And I want to share this with you guys with the Life on Air principles that we talk to you guys at the events. So here's the thing. Your time management is not about time management. It never was. But for whatever reason, we have been kind of programmed in a way or taught that we have a time management problem. We need to manage our time. You can't manage time. Time just goes. It's just there, right? And for the majority of the time, it's automatic, just running in the background. And whether you like it or not, every single minute, every single second, every single day, every single year just keeps going by. So how are you going to manage something that keeps moving and you can't stop it, you can't accelerate it, you can't slow it down and all those kinds of things, right? So the language in itself, time management, I think there's a fallacy to that because how are you going to manage that? But here's the thing. It's what you do with it that matters. And if you've been to any of our Life on Air events, one of the things, especially we do this at the Life on Air Gear Life Getaway, is we have you guys figure out what is your perfect vision for your life. What is the vision that you want for your life? So if you have this conversation about the time management in your head, this is the biggest thing that you need to do right now. You need to sit down and write down what is it that your vision is for your life. What I mean by that is look at all the different areas of your life, whether it's your wants, your needs, your relationships, right? Your marriage, your spiritual life, if you have kids, what's your relationship with your kids, with your creator? What is your health area? What is your, you know, no regrets and all those different areas? And you flush them out and you write down the different things that are important about that. That is really that vision, what it does, it moves, touches, and inspires you. And this is important. That vision moves you, touches you, inspires you towards that vision, towards that life, something that's in the future, right? So that is step number one. We've talked about on this particular topic extensively on this podcast, and we keep bringing it up, and I keep talking about it because it is so important, so powerful that you go ahead and do that. Now that you've done that, the next step comes in. What is that ideal calendar that you are going to be living with? We talked about this too. We have episodes. Just go scroll down through our episodes and you'll see episode about the calendar, the ideal calendar. We shared about this, Vojo's ideal calendar, right? So you put down all the important things out of that vision into that calendar that, you know, you first start with the life stuff and then what's left over, you talk about the business. So, and that's how you end up spending certain amount of hours working on your business or whatever it is that is there to actually making you money. And the goal is obviously to get to stage four, which is more of the passive, you know, side of the income that replaces your active income. Now, here's the thing. Why do I mention those two things? Is because it is a big piece into this whole time management conversation. Let me explain what I mean by that. One of the most important aspects of this vision is to have a strong why behind this vision, something that really hits you right here, that either like pulls you towards that vision or that why creates something within you that, you know what, I will do whatever it takes to live that life. It has to be that strong, like on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, I couldn't care less about this vision, couldn't care less about anything in that regard. And 10 is super duper important. That why behind it has to be like a 15 out of the scale of 1 to 10. And that is step number 3. Now, here is what, and this topic, we've pretty much covered it many, many times. So here is what I want you to consider that gets down more of a granular kind of a thing is this. Each section of your vision, whether it's your health, whether it's your family, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your spiritual, whether it's your wants or needs or whatever it might be, I believe that each section needs to have its own why of why you are going about and doing this. So you have to figure out, sit down, and on that scale of 1 to 10, how important it is for you to be, let's say, healthy, and whatever that vision is for you, it's got to be 15. So now you have one big why for the overarching vision, and then you have those mini whys for each part of that vision. Why is that important? Well, that is the reason why that is important is because I'll share some stuff my own vision. So one of the things that we've talked about this on the podcast, we mentioned it at the events as well, is my own journey through the health, journey. I used to have a really horrible time actually going to the gym, and I would say I want to do it, and I would have conversations. I had a conversation with Vojo about I want to do it. I need to do it. I have to go to the gym. I need to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. But notice what the conversation was, right? I want to, I need to, I have to, that kind of stuff. It wasn't a must. It wasn't like nobody's going to stop me, not even myself, for ending up in the gym. So one of the conversations we finally had, kind of like this moment where he said to me, listen, because he had a conversation with me about all the health difficulties I might have, right? Like diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure and cholesterol and all those different things. But that didn't really hit me, right? I mean, it was bad, but it didn't really hit the way it was a must, right? It wasn't a must. It wasn't a big why. So finally, at one of the conversations, he said, well, listen, what's it going to be like when your daughter is getting married and you're not there to walk her down the aisle because you were too stubborn to go into the gym? And that hit me like right here. And that became my strong why for me personally to be able to get myself to the gym. And now it became a habit. And I go to the gym 5 times a week, 3:30 in the afternoon, I'm heading for the gym or somewhere around that time. Okay? So notice that I have a strong why. It's a must for my health, because I know that health part of me affects every single area of my life. I have a strong why for my spiritual walk. Why is it for me to have a strong spiritual conversation with the Lord, right? I have a strong why for my marriage. I have a strong why for my relationship with different people in my life, including my kids, right? So when you start getting down into the nitty-gritty of this, making it a must, making it the strong, guess what happens next? You start to take these action steps, these things that you want to do in each area of your life, like, for instance, with health, going to the gym. And you look to see, to put it in the actual calendar where you want to go to the gym. So I actually tested it back in the day when I was going through it, is that I went look at it in the morning, working out in the morning, and that wasn't working very well for me, because for me, it's like my muscles are stiff and all kinds of, by the way, it was kind of like excuses, right? But I was looking from that perspective. So I started testing in the afternoon, and guess what? All of a sudden, that's starting to work. So now it became a habit. The other aspect that when it comes to when I first started incorporating this whole ideology, what I, where I was at that particular time was after my divorce. And what was happening after my divorce is obviously I wasn't all of a sudden waking up next to my kids in the same house and things like that. So I really wanted to pick them up. So I was, insistent that I want to pick him up in the morning to drop him off at school. The last one was getting in, I think, at 9 o'clock. And then the oldest one was later on picked up after 2 o'clock. So I want to pick him up from school to drop him off at the house. So I wanted to drop him off at school and pick him up at school. Those times was between, the window that I had open to do anything between was between 10 and 2 o'clock. That was the window that I had that was dedicated to my business. Now, notice that I have a very strong why back then for picking up and dropping off my kids. You guys follow me? You follow me right now? So if that is the case, I have a strong why. Guess what happens between the time of 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I work like my hair is on fire. And guess what? If you're watching the video, you can see my hair, you're still here. So I probably did a pretty good job with that, right? But you get very intentional in those blocks of time that you set up for yourself in order to do that specific activity. Those most important things that you talk about become the rocks, and the why for that specific thing is the fuel that drives that specific rock that you put in the calendar. I hope you're hearing this, because once you get this, all of a sudden that whole time management thing goes out the window, the conversation, because you start to incorporate certain things into your calendar, daily calendar, that is going to be related to the vision. Now, if you're working 9 to 5, obviously you can't be going to the gym at 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you have to start working around it, but you start with, let's say, one big rock or two big rocks or three big rocks into your calendar, and you start taking one step at a time. And that why is that fuel that gets you to do that thing. Because here is the thing. Once you have this rock in your calendar, let's say my gym time at 3:30 right now. So from 3:30 to 5, that's blocked off. By the way, I've been working out for years now. It became a habit. I love going to the gym. I can't wait to go to the gym at 3:30 today, which is kind of ironic, right? I hated it before, but now it became a habit. So the dopamine in my body starts to, get automated at that particular time. And it's almost like this craving, right? So we train our bodies to be able to respond that way. By the way, a lot of habits work that way. The dopamine that gets released, the endorphins that gets released around that time, and now your body craves it. Notice you do that same thing with, let's say, snacks, right? Sugars. That's kind of like that. And now this became a habit for me. So here is the thing. I can't wait to go to the gym. Now, even though I have already set this in place in my own life, that I go to the gym, I still have this blocked off on my calendar. It's in my calendar on my phone. Why is that? So that I don't get tempted to block something else off. And two, that nobody else takes up that spot, because this is the one that is most important to me at that particular time. You following me? I put this in the calendar because I'm saying to myself and the people around in my life, like my wife, like my kids, like the people that are important to me, that my health in that particular time is the most important thing. Because if I am healthy, guess what? I can be with them and hang out with them and support them or whatever it might be. So notice how this is so important for you to have this. And when you start blocking those things on your calendar and there is a strong why behind it, all of a sudden, you don't waste a lot of the time. You get very intentional with that why for that particular time. And I recorded this, just a couple of days ago to our Life in Our Community. I had this, call, inner circle call that we do every single month. And this topic came up because it keeps showing up over and over and over again. Because for whatever reason, some things still don't click for people. So I'm hoping that this particular episode will gonna click for you.
Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
So, one, you have your vision. Two, you create that ultimate life calendar that you want to incorporate. Now, once you have that ultimate calendar that aligns fully with your vision, right? Then you kind of step back, work your way backwards, and maybe you start with one rock today to start incorporating it. Now, each one of these things has their own why, and their why is very clear for you for that specific thing. And now you start to incorporate it. You start building the habits around it. You start to, you know, doing this every single day, whatever the time frame is for you. And that why in that moment is very present for you to be able to do it. Once you start doing this, guess what? The time management is not going to be as critical because you're just going to be doing it. I can't explain how powerful and empowering that is when you take, you know, the calendar into the calendar runs. I run the calendar, not the calendar running me, if that makes any sense. Now, I will do a caveat. I don't have a very rigid calendar that means that every single day is the same exact way or, you know, that doesn't change from week to week. What I mean by that is when we go on events, when we have events around the country, obviously I can't work out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I switch it to the morning because guess what? Now I've created the habit that allows me to very easily and simply to change it to other times of my day. But that is the why that's driving me to wake up at 5 o'clock on a day that we have an event to go and work out in the gym. So notice that why is what it does. But I think a lot of times what ends up happening, people are not either clear or able to create a mini why for each one of your areas of your life that sets that you say that it's important. So I wanted to drop this particular episode because for you here, because I think it happens a lot, especially during this time. There is some uncertainty in people's lives. Some people are not having fun in life, right? Or maybe it's you're feeling bad in your life. I think this is the time that you need to incorporate something like this. When I first started with this calendar exercise that I just shared with you, and this is why I started doing this during my optimistic depression phase that I was telling you guys on other podcast episodes after my divorce. Because what ends up happening, you're in your brain, you're in your head, you're, you know, thinking about how your life sucks or whatever might be the conversation that you have, that what I call stinking thinking, right? And when you start incorporating the must and sit down with someone, help someone who can help you figure out that why, all of a sudden you start getting out of your own head and you start going and incorporating these things into your life, which gets you out of your room, gets you out of the bed, gets you out of this, you know, environment that you're in that's, you know, adding to that quote-unquote misery, right? And you're able to go and step out, maybe help somebody else, and you eventually get yourself out of that. So whatever time that you are in your life right now, I don't care. Well, I do care, but what I mean by that is it doesn't matter in which area of your life you are in, I would have you consider incorporating at least one of these things out of this thing. So here's what I want to mention last, as I'm finishing up this particular episode, is look into your calendar, look into your vision. What is the one thing that you want to pull out of that you want to create a strong why around it that is going to touch your heart? What is that picture that either it's a desire that you have, this kind of an unquestioned, like this thirst that you cannot wait to get this, Or is it this pain point that it's so painful that you cannot, you know, stay in the same place, you know, right now, and you gotta keep moving forward? Because most people, I will tell you this, are more motivated to, you know, getting away from the pain than going towards the pleasure. So maybe that why is centered around, you know, eliminating the pain out of your life. And what is it? So start asking those questions. We've talked about other episodes, so just look through the podcast episodes on the five whys that we've done. Five whys is basically to helping you. It was borrowed from a Toyota when they first started. They had this five why question that they do and helps them clarify what the real deep why is. We've had episodes about that, so go look that up. But start using that kind of psychology. Come to one of our events and have the conversation with us, and we'll help you clarify those things. So hopefully this episode was very helpful for you. I do this with all of my students. I have those kinds of conversations, and we help people clarify a lot of those things, because when you are clear about this, and now you know that it's between 10 and 2 o'clock, you have to work in your business like your hair is on fire, guess what? You tend not to waste time. You tend not to answer calls that you're not aware of. You tend not to go on Facebooks and in Gmails and things like that. You do stuff that you have to do because it is a must. It's no longer a wish. It's no longer a should, could, would. It's a must. So make your life a must. Make those individual areas your life must. Your big why is creates the must. So without further ado, I hope this was a beneficial episode. If you got something out of this episode, and go to our Life on Air page. Go on Facebook, type in Life on Air. You're going to see the page that we have on there. Post it in there. What's the one that you want to create? Ask questions. Maybe someone will be able to help you create or share their own why with what they've been able to create for themselves and how this episode can help somebody. Or share this episode with someone that you know that this could be helpful for them, because we love helping, impacting people and being able to be there for them. So this is Paul Spieler and Life on Air Show, and I'll see you on the next episode.